Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Whoa, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hit us on that fan hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. We're that fan morning show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And here we go. The Pittsburgh Steelers have officially crossed the picket line, and there's no going back. Let's go. Deontay Johnson on the change.
It is what it is. You know who they brought in? They brought in Kenny, so we're going to roll with him. Like I said, we can just move forward and get better, get ready for next week.
All right, get ready for him. Freiermuth on picket.
They brought us a spark. They brought us a spark to the stadium, fans, us, and do great.
Yep, James Daniels says full reign.
I really don't remember any like big changes like at the line, but of course, I mean, he does have the ability, right? Like in our playbook, like he does have the ability to change anything, and if he's on like a play call, he can change it at the, I mean, he can do what he wants. So I mean, once we're out there, the player tells us which way to go, then we'll get done.
There we go. And I'll tell you a little bit later what Ben Roethlisberger had to say. Give a listen to what Ben Roethlisberger says in just a little bit about Kenny Pickett and about a specific throw that he made. But here we are. He's going to play. It's being reported. Mike Tomlin will most likely confirm that today at his news gathering just after noon. Good afternoon. When that happens, a thought here, and this is the thought starter for me in the way I look at this. No matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent, and especially, let's say if it's not great, even through the first four games or then thereafter, no matter what the results are, and I'm talking a four-interception game, I'm talking 103 yards passing with three picks and two go the other way, if you're in this right now, you gotta be in it for the long haul. I don't think that you can remove Kenny Pickett from a game outside of injury under any circumstance at this point. It's like if a kid and you're trying to teach them and they take the training wheels off, if you fall, you fall. You got to get back on it. I don't anticipate Kenny Pickett playing poorly. I don't anticipate him lighting the world on fire either. I anticipate it being somewhere in the middle. But if it goes bad, Doran, and if it's not good, you got to let him take his lumps now. That's my thought.
No, you absolutely have to. I mean, you're locked in. This is your future. You know, you made this decision at a halftime, and now you got to live with it. You got to go with it. And even if Kenny is bad, even if he does have bad games, it should be expected. I mean, he's a rookie. He's going to get some leeway, some cushion. But as long as he learns from it and gets better throughout the season, then the players and the team will get better as the years will come. But, I mean, you have to absolutely live with this decision now. This is your guy. This is your future. And you better start building around him and putting him in position to be successful. There's no, he doesn't have the ability to do this. Yeah, we just heard James Daniels say that. He thinks that he has the ability to do everything. But I don't want to hear anything like, we're kind of restricting him. No. Let him go out there. Let him take his lumps. Let him learn. And then, be around him and give him all the resources possible to be successful.
That's what the rest of this season is about, yes. Is finding out whether you have a franchise kind of cornerstone that you can build around for the next decade, whether you have a guy who's going to be pretty good, or you have a guy who might never figure it out. That's what the next 13 to 14 weeks are for. And, when we looked at it going into the season, we all tried to pick out, where might they go to Kenny? Oh, might make sense out of the bye, might make sense here. This actually sets up perfectly because these next four games, nobody expects you to win anything. There's zero pressure on the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kenny Pickett to go out there and take the world by storm. like you said, Doran, he's going to make mistakes. Yeah. Every rookie does, especially a rookie quarterback. So this sets up perfectly for Kenny Pickett to go out there and just let loose.
And that's the thing, though. I think people need to, like, because I'm prepared, and you do what you want, but I think it would be in people's best interest to not expect a lot, to expect there to be a steep curve. It's Buffalo. Buffalo still, no matter what the recent form is a pretty dog, a really doggone good football team. Tampa, no matter what their recent form is, pretty good football team. Miami, who knows about their quarterback situation. Philadelphia, maybe the best team in the NFL. If Kenny Pickett struggles and throws 9 interceptions over the next 4 weeks, you just kind of got to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I don't know that a rookie year is always predictive on what you're going to do moving forward in your career. Josh Allen, not good as a rookie, went 5-6, completed 52% of his passes. I mean, there are other examples. Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions as a rookie. Baker Mayfield had a bunch of touchdowns. No rookie had ever thrown more touchdowns than Baker, and we see where Baker is right now. So I do think what you need to see from Kenny is moments. Moments where you go, okay, if he could just do that consistently, this guy can be special. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Moments like the punch in the mouth he took on the yes. throw to Freiermuth. If he has one of those every, at least one of those every week, and they go 0-4 over the next 4 weeks, and like you said, Colin, he throws 9 picks, we'll still have those moments that we go, okay, maybe that's something to build off of.
I do think, though, there is a danger, and I'll tell you this. There is a danger in having expectations to where he's going to be fantastic. There's also something, if the Pittsburgh Steelers don't win a lot of games, and they have a top 10 pick, and it may be trending toward that, I don't think you take a quarterback. And look, I'm putting it way out there, but where do you go? Do you build? If he doesn't play well and they don't win a lot of games, then what do?
You go offensive line. You know, you start building around him to, you know, if they don't play well, I mean, you should expect that. We're talking about it, but I think that you absolutely have to go offensive line regardless where you pick next year. You got to start building around him and protecting him. You already have George Pickens on one side. You already have Najee Harris. I mean, that's where I think that, you know, you got to go
to help
probably, resources.
But I think every single thing is on the table right now. If they
quarterback
really,
too?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Does Bryce Young come into play? Do people like that come into play? If the quarterback doesn't play well, I think right now is a really big organizational turning point. You have to evaluate where you are. Look, Deontay Johnson said the quiet part out loud. This is a rebuild, in a full-on rebuild. I'm excited and elated and happy that Kenny Pickett's getting his chance, but I'm not necessarily, and I think some of the, and I'll just be frank with you, and I think it's off-putting. I think some people's views could be skewed by some of the sensationalistic opinion that's out there, especially on our airwaves between 2 and 6. I think it's outlandish that Kenny Pickett got like an A grade from some people for the game the other day. He was pretty good. He was, especially in the situation he was thrown into, but he also did throw 3 interceptions. I think they need to have a real big pulse on what this curve is through the rest of the year, and I wouldn't really be committed to anybody beyond this year, beyond TJ Watt.
I think it's foolish to presume that he's just the savior and he's going to walk in and instantly everything, you know, rose petals are being thrown at Kenny Pickett's feet as he waltzes into end zones and lofts, you know, 55-yard bombs down the sideline and everything's part. That's not going to happen. Again, it's a rookie quarterback. I don't care what rookie quarterback it is. They make mistakes. You can look at the list of guys who threw 3 interceptions in their first NFL first NFL appearance. There's plenty of them. Some of them became great. Some of them didn't. Kenny might be, I'm guessing, somewhere along that spectrum between really great and no good. So I guess to bring it back to my original point, the next 13 weeks, the next 13 games, 14 weeks, this is where you find out. I tend to agree with you, Doran, that, yeah, right now, as we sit here, my first-round pick, whether it's the 3rd overall pick or the 23rd overall pick, is going to be an offensive lineman because that's where they need to look at building around Pickett. But if Kenny Pickett were to go out there and fall on his face and throw 4 picks every week for the next 13 weeks, that also doesn't rule out that I might look in that direction.
I think he's really playing for between now. The Mitch Trubisky stuff's in the rearview mirror. He has no worries about Mitch Trubisky. He has no worries about Mason Rudolph. All the stuff internally is in the rearview mirror. The right now, at noon today when they name him the starter, for me at least. What it is, and it will always be about, is where you are on the totem pole in terms of the NFL and where you are stability-wise in the organization in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Kenny Pickett, for me, is playing for.
Yeah, and that's what and yes, absolutely. And let Kenny Pickett play just good in these next, you know, how many games that are left in the season, because you already saw what confidence he already has whenever he threw through picks in a game where he got smacked in the mouth and laughed. So, if I had to bet money, I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to figure it out, and I think the team is going to rally around him. I think he's going to steal one of these games that we don't, that most of us think that, or they are going to lose, but that's just me.
You do want to see progress between now and the end of the year, but I do think it's important to keep in mind it ain't going to be linear. It ain't going to be, oh, every week this guy gets better and better.
What if
better.
It, but, okay, but what if it is, though?
If it is, well, then I mean, fantastic. That's exactly is, why you draft the guy in the first round.
If it is, then he lives up to a first-round quarterback.
Parade time.
Right, right. Now, the opposite end of the spectrum, if you're going to consider that, and if you're going to yell and scream about it for 4 hours every afternoon, which some people will do, and that's fine. If that's your belief that Kenny Pickett, is his growth is only going to be linear, and he's a rocket ship, and he's just started to take off, and pretty soon he's going to be so far out there in the clear blue, you won't even be able to see him. NASA will be communicating with him. That's fine if that's your belief. But you also to have to present the complete and total opposite end of the spectrum, which is this guy comes out and plays like Josh Rosen. And that's the opposite end of the spectrum that I think Colin is talking about here, which is if he does play like that, then, yeah, everything under the sun is open to discussion going into the first round next year, especially if you're picking in the top 10.
The truth will probably be in the middle.
I think we saw the worst of Kenny Pickett on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
So he see, I'm with Crowley. Better. He's going to have ups and downs. He's going to have games.
I think he's going to get better. That'll be his worst game of his career.
See, I think there will be moments in the offing between now and the end of the regular season where we go, oh, my God. What the heck was that?
I don't think so.
I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger, he'd play Jacksonville, and you'd have guys throwing up on the field, and he'd throw four interceptions. I mean, there's going to be days where Kenny Pickett's just not going to have it. You need to see bounce back from him, though, I think. If he has a game where he does throw four interceptions, or even this week, he just threw three. Bounce back. Don't stack those performances. Show that you can improve.
Kenny Pickett individually in his growth or non-growth or what he does has now become – a much bigger story for me than the Pittsburgh Steelers in totality
for
as
sure.
a team.
Yes.
It's kind of like this on a way different scale because they stink. But we talked about going into the season, what's Mitch Keller going to do as a individual pitcher?
Right.
Forget what the Pirates' record is. I'm almost there with the Steelers as a team. Like, forget what the Steelers do as a team. What is Kenny Pickett going to be? The thing, though, that I worry about, though, you just said about, like, the worst that we saw. That was against the Jets, though, Doran.
Yeah, but, I mean, we talked about yesterday about how his situation, how he was thrown into the fire, how he had no preparation. Like, all right, let's give him a week. And now he's going to play against the Bills. He's going to play in Orchard Park against the Bills, which is like a college stadium. It's going to be hard. So let's see how he responds this week. If he responds better.
I am now much more interested in Kenny Pickett individually than the Steelers collectively.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. W's, Cruz too.
W's and L's are out the window from here going forward. And I do think when you say – I understand what you're saying, Colin. The team results are out the window, right. But this will give us some insight into the Pickens, the Freiermuths, the Harrises.
Yeah, but none of them tackle people.
Oh, that's, yeah. No, yeah, that's a completely true. Separate side of the ball. Yeah, you're right. I'm talking about the growth of this offense moving forward. And more importantly than any of those guys I just mentioned, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool. Will Claypool do more than just jump? You know, will Deontay Johnson start to hold on to footballs? And will they do it with this new rookie quarterback and help bring along his development while he's bringing along the other young guys who are a part of this? The growth and maturation of this offense as a whole is what I'm watching for the next 3 weeks.
Little taste for later on. Here's Ben on Kenny's second interception. We'll get into a deeper conversation a little later on in the show. Ben got comments now. We knew it was coming on his podcast. There we go.
I mean, the last interception, he drifted a little bit, which I thought he did a good job getting away from the pressure. And he even said, he goes, I kind of tried to throw it out there to Pat. And you're giving Pat a chance. Pat's a playmaker. And he said, he goes, I probably should have thrown it away. And it's of course, it's easy to say that now. Right. If he completes it, you'd have been like, oh, great play.
Right.
So we've all had those. Anybody that's played quarterback in this league for any amount of time will have those times when you're like, ah, I should have. Yeah. Ah, I wish I would have. But you know what? You can't live in those fears. You got to go play the game and go out there. And it looks bad, but at the end of the day, he's going to, if he plays his game for a long time, he's going to have more opportunities to go both directions.
Ben said that? Yes, Ben said that. There it is, Ben. Lots of Ben moving forward, especially in the 9 o'clock hour, as he commented on the whole situation. And just a little preview, Ben said, I wouldn't have benched Mitch yet. Wow. Ben talking.
Oh,
Ben,
he's got Mitch takes. He's got Kenny takes. He's got offense takes.
He's got some lackey who's parroting his podcast. What did you describe him as, Crowley, this guy?
I mean, he's wearing a $1,000, you have to admit, you'd have to think, jean jacket, and it looks like he got mauled by a bear. There's so many rips and tears all over the thing.
Definitely born rich guy that went to Kiski or Lindsley. 100% this podcast partner of Ben's. I can't get enough of this guy. And Ben could say to him, you know what would be great for the podcast? What? That we commit homicide on my podcast partner here, live on the air. And the guy would go, oh, yeah, that's okay. Great for ratings. But wait, you're going to be the victim. Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
No, we're going to light you on fire.
Right.
Then dip you in kerosene.
The podcast is great, but Ben's lackey is so tough to deal with.
He's just got to shut up.
I know. I think the podcast is really good.
He's even got beer takes.
He does.
How about that?
What was the way? He's a low Trogues or something. Troganator, yes,
yeah.
There you go. All right. Jeff Hathorn, 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger at 8 o'clock. So we get into him. Oh, and Kenny Pickett's guy, his personal guru, the quarterback guru from Jersey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.